Hey, Shalom, and welcome to the third series of Medrash Morsels. These are short, meaningful, and sweet chunks of Medrash designed for the whole family. This week's Medrash Morsel for Parshas Vayakhel will teach how every Jew has an equal chance to learn Torah. And every Jew has his own private share of Torah that Hashem teaches him. And each Jew's Torah is necessary for Klal Yisrael. It's like letters that form a Sefer Torah. Let's say there are 600,000 letters in a Sefer Torah. If you are missing just one, it's not good. The Sefer Torah is disqualified. You can't say, but what do you mean? There are 599,999 letters. That's already so much. No, it's puzzle. The Sefer Torah is missing. So too, your share of Torah knowledge is different than anybody else's, and it's needed. It's your special share in Torah. Hashem didn't teach it, and he won't teach your share of Torah to anyone else. So this is how the Medrash says it. You know about the different pieces of the Mishkan? There's the menorah, and the shulchan, and the krushim, and the krasim. The Mishkan has curtains, and drapes, and bars, and pillars, and golden mizbeach, and the copper mizbeach, etc., etc., etc. All of that was made from people's donations. The Yidden could donate towards anything that they wanted. Well, there was one thing that was different, the Aroin. It was special because whoever gave wood and gold for the Aroin had contained the Torah. The Aroin had the Luchos in it, the Torah in it. Whoever gave wood and gold for the Aroin would be able to be successful at learning Torah. So Hashem said, Va'asu Aroin. Everyone should make the Aroin. I want everybody to be successful at learning Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed that the wood and the gold for the Aron should come from everyone equally, because every Jew has a special share in learning Torah, like we said. A person can't brag and say, I gave a lot of gold for the Aron, so I will learn and know a lot of Torah. What did you give already? Came out nothing. You can't get a portion of Torah. No one can say that anymore, because everybody must give the same amount, equal share for building the Aron. Va'asu Aron. Maybe a boy comes from a family of Kohanim Gedolim. Ooh, Chashuv. Or he is the grandson of a famous Rosh Yeshiva. That boy has no bigger chance at Torah than any of his classmates. Let's say he has a classmate whose name is Alex. Alex's mother converted, and his father is not even Jewish. But Alex went to the mikvah to convert to be a ger when his mother did. This Alex is the same holy Jew as his Kohen classmate. They are equal when it comes to knowing Torah. That's what the Medrash says. Look at Yisro's family, for example. Yisro converted his whole family, and they stuck together next to the 12 Shvatim. That clan became super chashuv b'nei Torah. The most knowledgeable dayanim in Klal Yisrael, they came from those gerim. They were called the Kenim, and they were members of the Sanhedrin. They said halachas that were taught to all of Klal Yisrael from Gerim. Have you ever heard of Shemaya v'Avtalion? They were the Rebbes of Hillel. Shemaya v'Avtalion were also Gerim. Shemaya v'Avtalion were descendants of big Rishoyim, big Goyish Rishoyim. But look, they became the greatest Torah giants during the second Beis HaMikdash. And they taught crowds and crowds of Torah lessons to all of Klal Yisrael. How? Why? Kids, because Shemaya v'Avtalion knew this Medrash Morsel. The Torah is for every Jew, not just for the rabbis, not just for cheder kids. The Torah is not just for the Kollel Avreichim, and not just for Yungalait and Shiva Bachrim. And it's not just for Kohanim and Levim, people who come from good Yichus. Even a Mamzer can become a Talmud Chacham. And if you are Osek b'Torah, even if you have to go to public school, let's say, but you're Osek b'Torah, you have become the greatest Jew, because Ein Lecha Gadol Min HaOsek B'Torah, says the Medrash. There's no greater person than a Jew who studies Torah. For more stories, visit our website, MusarStories.com.